88.3 Southern FM.
Strong language warning. Strong language warning.
The Space Show went to air in 1991. A few days afterwards, a letter arrived in the post. This woman wrote that our first program was, and I quote, "as interesting as freeze-dried shit," end of quote. Now, in those pre-social media days, this woman at least had the gumption to sign her real name and address. These days, gutless trolls send anonymous messages via social media and email, dishing up vile abuse and even death threats. The problem has become so bad that in the United States, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration at first refused to name an official in charge of a new department being set up to scientifically investigate what are now called unidentified anomalous phenomena, and what were previously called UFOs and flying saucers. Take a listen.
In June of last year, NASA commissioned an independent study team to examine unidentified anomalous phenomena. We did so with a few goals in mind. First, to examine how NASA can use our expertise and instruments to study UAP from a scientific perspective. Second, shift the conversation about UAP from sensationalism to science. And to make sure that whatever we find or whatever we recommend, to make sure that information is shared transparently around the world. There's a global fascination with UAP. On my travels, one of the first questions I often get is about these sightings. And much of that fascination is due to the unknown nature of it. Think about it. Most UAP sightings result in very limited data. That makes it even more difficult to draw scientific conclusions about the nature of UAP. And so this independent study team brought together some of the world's leading scientists, data, and artificial intelligence experts, aerospace safety specialists, all with a specific charge from me, which is to tell how to apply the full focus of science and data to UAP. And this is the first time that NASA has taken concrete action to seriously look into UAP. The NASA independent study team did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin. But we don't know what these UAP are. That's why I'm announcing that NASA has appointed a NASA Director of UAP Research. They are being tasked with developing and overseeing the implementation of NASA's vision for UAP research. We will use NASA's expertise to work with other agencies to analyze UAP. We will use AI and machine learning to search the skies for anomalies, as we have been searching the heavens and will continue to search the heavens for habitability. And NASA will do this transparently. And we're going to share more with you, and I want to introduce you to Dr. Nikki Fox, who is the head of our Science Mission Directorate. Nikki.
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you so much, Administrator Nelson. It's always tough. UAP, as Bill just eloquently said, UAP are one of our planet's greatest mysteries, and it's really due to the limited number of high-quality data that surrounds such incidents and often renders them unidentifiable. While there are numerous eyewitness accounts and visuals associated with UAP, they're not consistent, they're not detailed, and they're not curated observations that can be used to make definitive scientific conclusions about the nature and the origin of UAP. The independent study team's report is now public, and it can be found at science.nasa.gov/UAP. And as you heard, we have appointed a director of UAP research. In their role, they will centralize communications, resources, and data analytical capabilities across the federal government to establish a robust database for the evaluation of any future data. Beyond our director of UAP research, NASA will also advance citizen reporting by working with the public and commercial pilots to collect a broader set of data to add to the vast data repositories to not only contribute to a broader, more reliable data set for future UAP incidents, but to also contribute to the destigmatization of the important study of UAPs. And with that, it is my great pleasure to hand over to Dr. Dan Evans, who is the NASA official responsible for supporting this amazing study.
Good morning. I'd like to begin by expressing my sincere thanks to NASA Administrator Bill Nelson for directing this study. We at NASA believe that understanding UAP is vital for several reasons. And with that, I'll pass over to Dr. David Spergel, who chaired our study.
First and foremost, I'd like to extend our sincere gratitude to the NASA Administrator for entrusting us with this pivotal study. For its analysis in other areas, NASA always takes a scientific approach of systematic data collection that involves calibrating instruments, multiple measurements, and ensuring sensor metadata. Most UAP events lack this quality of data. It is essential to clarify, based on our current findings and methodology, that we find no evidence to suggest that UAP are extraterrestrial in origin. Our focus is on understanding the phenomenon, however, regardless of the source. So in conclusion, with a rigorous methodology, collaborative efforts, public engagement, NASA can be a key player in the whole-of-government approach to understanding UAP. Thank you.
Thanks. This is Joey Roulette from Reuters. Question for Bill Nelson or any of the other panelists. So you've appointed a director of UAP research. Have you named someone to that role?
Yes, we have. We've already appointed the person. They've been working there for a while now, like during the study, to help be a point of contact.
Can you name the official who's in
the will not give his name out, no. And we actually talked then about we wanted to remove the stigma, and we also did not tolerate any of the abuse that some of our members of the panel were receiving, particularly on social media, for doing this really important scientific study. So absolutely, we want pilots and both, as Bill said, you know, both private pilots, commercial pilots, military pilots, to feel that if they see something, they need to report it.
The phone, can you hear me?
Our first question is from Marcia Dunn with the Associated Press. Your line is open.
Yes, hi, Marcia Dunn, AP. I'm already receiving emails on Area 51 in Roswell, so I would like to ask Mr. Spergel, how much were you and your fellow panel members hassled or bombarded by this sort of thing during the course of your study? And for NASA, are you not naming the director of UAP research for this very reason, so that they're not hassled and bombarded by the fringe element? Thanks.
On the other hand, one of the things that happened during the study, and this may be part of a bigger discussion of cultural behavior on social media, where people behave badly, and I would say harassed some of our panel members, and that I think is, you know, is was very inappropriate behavior, behavior one doesn't want to see. Sadly, I think it's part of a deeper problem when people somehow feel on the web, on social media, they can be nasty and hostile, and we, and sadly, some of our panel members experience that.
Not only were some of the things that our panel members received during the course of this study simple trolling, some of them actually rose to actual threats. And as a result, you know, we at NASA take, you know, the sanctity of the scientific process and the security and safety of our team extremely seriously. And yes, that's in part why we are not splashing the name of our new director out there. Because science needs to be free. Science needs to undergo a real and rigorous and rational process, and you need the freedom of thought to be able to do that. Some of the threats and the harassment have been beyond the pale, quite frankly, towards some of our panelists. And yes, it's important that science be free as part of that process.
Our last question, please, from the floor.
Yep. Thank you all for doing this. Joe Khalil with News Nation. My first question is, you've described harassment of some of the panelists. While that is horrible and never a good thing, it does sort of come with the nature of public officials. You know, Mr. Nelson, as senator, lawmakers get that kind of thing all the time. Is that the justification for keeping this new position, director of UAP research, private? Do you plan on doing that forever? Is that a temporary thing? Because it seems to cut against the dedication to being open and transparent if this person forever is not going to be revealed, their identity, who they are.
Yeah, okay. So at the time, yes, we're withholding that name. Let's not forget that we've only just received this report. Will that person's name be disclosed to answer your specific question? Potentially, yes. But again, we need to ensure that the scientific process and method is free.
On September the 14th, NASA administration changed its mind and named the new director of UAP research as Mark McInerney. Now, here's hoping that he doesn't get trolled by any of the nutters out there. Only they know why they do such despicable things. But hey, we've had poison pen letters since writing was invented. And just as we head out back to 1979, we have some guys here who believe that the United States government is holding back on what they think is the truth about unidentified flying objects. So they are waiting for the UFO.
Are unsure when they stop to think. are waiting for the UFO.